Hello, I'm Antonella Castagna, the head of the Infectious Disease at Star Raffaele Scientific Institute in Milan, Italy. And on behalf of my co-authors, I will be presenting this poster on the assessment of virological, immunologic, and safety outcome for people living with multidrug-resistant HIV and limited antiretroviral option from both the phase III BRIGHT and VIKING III studies out to week 96. Constructing suppressive antiretroviral regimens in individuals living with multidrug-resistant HIV can be challenging, but its success is essential to enable preservation of future treatment options, reduce risk of opportunistic infection, and improve overall survival. The phase III BRIGHT study evaluated fostemsavir-based regimen, while the VIKING III studies evaluated twice-daily dolutegravir-based regimen in people living with multidrug-resistant HIV and limited antiretroviral option. Let me start by describing the BRIGHT study, specifically the randomized cohort, where participants with 1 to 2 fully active antiretrovirals remaining were randomly assigned 3 to 1 to receive 600 mg fostemsavir twice daily or placebo, plus their current failing regimen for 8 days, followed by open-label fostemsavir plus optimized background therapy for all participants up to week 230. VIKING III participants received 50 mg dolutegravir twice daily to replace raltegravir or elvitegravir in their previous failing regimen for 7 days, followed by 50 mg dolutegravir twice daily plus optimized background therapy from day 8 up to week 180. Demographic and baseline characteristics are shown in Table 1 and 2 for BRIGHT participants from the randomized cohort and VIKING III participants, respectively. Although differences in baseline characteristics exist, immunosuppression at baseline was generally more profound in participants from the BRIGHT studies. It's also important to note that 84% of BRIGHT participants used dolutegravir in their initial optimized background therapy. BRIGHT outcomes are presented in the poster. By the observed analysis, the proportion of participants with virological response generally increased over time, as shown in Figure 1. Figure 2 and Figure 3 show the improvement in CD4 cell count and CD4 CD8 ratio observed through week 96. Serious adverse events were reported in 34% of participants through week 96, most commonly from the infection and infestation system organ class, and 3% were drug-related. Adverse events leading to discontinuation were reported in 5% of participants. VIKING III outcomes are presented in the poster. By the observed analysis, the proportion of participants with virological response was high at week 48 and sustained through week 96, as shown in Figure 4. Figure 5 and 6 show the improvement in CD4 count and CD4-CD8 ratio observed through week 96 and 48 respectively. Serious adverse events were reported in 25% of participants through week 96, most commonly from the infection and infestation system org class, and 1% were drug-related. Adverse events leading to discontinuation were reported in 4% of participants. In conclusion, despite limited antiretroviral option for individuals living with multidrug-resistant HIV over 96 weeks, both fostemsavir and twice-daily dolutegravir-based regimen demonstrated robust virological suppression and an immune improvement, highlighting the importance of constructive and effective regimen for this population. Thank you for your attention. Please refer to the poster for a comprehensive presentation of our findings. And please feel free to post questions to the Congress portal or email castagna.antonella.hsr.it.